Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You tell me if I'm being unfair here, because Jalen Hurts. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts for a second. Let's play for everybody what Baldy said on WIP. Was this morning or was it late yesterday or when was it? Doesn't matter, I guess. Baldy does all of his hits on our station and often with the Joes in the morning. And Baldy is royalty. He's awesome. He's a good dude. He's very good with X's and O's. I love Brian Baldinger. I don't always agree with him. And I don't agree with him here, especially the tone that he uses. It's not his answer. It's kind of the tone that he
much
uses.
Much like Bucky Brooks when he said, huh, it's the Rams.
Rams, duh. Like, are you stupid? So, like, he's asked, which would you take? Coach-quarterback combo, Sirianni Hurts or Shanahan Purdy? Listen to his answer.
I wouldn't even be close. Be Sirianni and Hurts. We're talking about, you know, two guys that have been to two Super Bowls, one. And been to other big games and been in the playoffs every single year together. Yeah, that's not even. I wouldn't even have a debate with that.
Really? You wouldn't even have a debate?
Not even a debate.
So how
one
much?
Guy's done it.
What's that?
One guy's done it. One guy's trying to do it. One guy's trying to get over the hump. One guy's trying to. No, I. You know, when you've done it and you've been there, they never take that away. It never goes off your resume. That's what it's all about.
Okay, so he's very like, gosh, it's not even close. And even the WIP hosts are like, really? Like, it's not even close? Now, I guess we need to define it. When you've done it.
You won the Lombardi.
He's talking about winning a Super Bowl.
Yep.
I grant that. But how far do we extend these kinds of comparisons? Let's go back to December of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
This is 13 months ago. And people are talking about Brock Purdy. And they're talking about a contract extension. And obviously at that time the 49ers were mired in a pretty rough season. So Baldy says this about how the 49ers should handle the quarterback position in the offseason.
I'd say I'd go flip them for Sam Darnold right now.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Minnesota, like, look, let's just think about Sam for a sec. You sat there as a backup all year, and you learned what a first-class franchise, game planning, how to build a team. Like, he saw that for the first time in his life. Now you've got Kevin O'Connell, who's an elite play caller with a very, very good offense that has a real style to it, and he's flourishing. Minnesota doesn't have to commit anything to him right now. All they're doing, I talked to the general manager 2 weeks ago, Kwesi. You can play it out. They've got a quarterback they drafted. They don't have to give them top-flight money, or they could trade them. Like, I would be having a conversation with Minnesota to see what it would take to get Sam Darnold back. He's a bigger, stronger, more athletic, I don't know, but he's bigger and stronger than what Brock is. Or can you play with both of them at a modicum of salary and afford both and, I don't know, have a competition?
All right, that was December 17th. Obviously, what happened next is Sam Darnold's entire Minnesota Vikings experience cratered, and he got embarrassed in the playoffs.
And then he went to Seattle and went 14-3.
Yes, correct. Although
they went 14-3.
Yes, they went 14-3, and we've had a number of people already tell us what Bucky Brooks said it yesterday. What's the one thing that might get in Seattle's way? And he goes, Sam Darnold.
Good, yeah.
Sam Darnold. I like Sam Darnold. That's not what I'm saying. I just want to know. This is what I would ask Baldy. Where's the line? If you're comparing two people and you simply want to look at their resume and how far they've gone and you're going to judge them based on that, then Brock Purdy with 4 playoff wins, 2 NFC title game appearances, a Super Bowl appearance, and taking Mahomes to overtime. But you wanted to flip him for Sam Darnold, who's never won a playoff game in his life.
Yep, but now he's the one seed, so he gets to chill with the bye.
Yep.
And the year he had, statistically, you could put that next to Brock's numbers, and you probably would prefer Sam Darnold's numbers.
Mm.
Interception rate, because Sam threw 14 picks, but he only threw a pick every 2.9% of his passes. Brock was 3.5.
You love QBR. Brock was number 2 in the league.
Right. I mean, quarterback rating, the pure rating, he's just about 1.5 behind QBR, he's a little further behind. So depending on which metric you like, I prefer QBR.
Okay.
And, you know, Brock was number two, tied for second in 9 games. And Darnold was 21st, and he played all the games.
All the games, so, yeah. No, Sam's good. Yeah. I'm not, like, this isn't about that.
I would take Brock, but just, I don't think it's necessarily a blowout. I mean, coming off of Sam's last 2 years.
I agree. I'll buy that statement. I'm just trying to be like, why
you're
is
pointing about Baldy,
why
right?
is Sirianni and Hurts not even close? Because they've both been to 2 Super Bowls, but one of them won one of those games. And it's not even close. But you'd flip Brock Purdy for Sam Darnold when Brock Purdy's been to a Super Bowl. Sam Darnold's never even won a wild card game.
And that also, to be fair to Baldy, was the comment made at the tail end of the Brock 6-11 year. He didn't play all the games, and the Niners took a couple of big steps back, and Darnold was coming off a magical year in Minnesota. So there is context to the comment. Your point, though, the bigger point of resume, even at that point, Brock had 4 playoff wins and 2 Super Bowl appearances, and Sam Darnold had no playoff appearances. At that point, they were going, but that's kind of, I think, what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to resume me here, why don't you resume me over there?
Right, and you and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I honestly think, I don't know, man, if you're just going to do resume, and I love, you know, people love to bring up the, I think Robert Horry, right? Is Robert Horry better than Charles Barkley?
Patrick McCaw, Kevin Durant.
Is Trent Dilfer better than, I don't know.
Dan Marino.
There you go, Dan Marino. Like, this stuff gets silly. I just think that it's...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I would even say this to Baldy. I think it's a lazy take.
Ooh, and you don't like that phrase.
No, but it is. It's
I
like,
said that to you and you clap back at
well,
me.
Well, it's like, can we think about this a little? I don't even mind if that's your answer. I don't mind if your answer is Sirianni and Hurts. I don't think that's crazy.
I do think part of his answer, and I'm not asking you to play it back, but he does mention the money. You could get Darnold at a modicum of what you're going to pay Brock Purdy.
Right, but now, I mean, I'm going back to the Sirianni and Hurts and,
oh, right, yeah.
and Purdy and Shanahan thing. You know, I think Shanahan's a better coach than Sirianni. I've been wrong on Sirianni. He's done a very good job. You know, he's obviously is a good coach. He's been very, very accomplished. You need to give him credit for that. I need to give him credit for that. I do. I would take Shanahan over him. The Hurts-Purdy thing is a little bit more cloudy to me. They're so different in what they do. But what I prefer is somebody who is a little bit more kind of accurate with his throws and sees the field better. Jalen's a bigger body. I think, you know, his pocket presence maybe is a little better than Brock's, but Brock delivers a better ball. Whatever, we can go back and forth. I would take Shanahan or Purdy. I don't think you're crazy for saying the opposite, but don't say that it's not even close and then cite how you finished one game as the reason why it's, quote, not even... Of course it's close. Like, of course it's close.
I think so, too. But for me, it's always difficult because the Sirianni-Shanahan comp is, for me, it's inaccurate and misguided because Sirianni is the head coach only. Shanahan's the head coach, and he's the offensive coordinator. So Sirianni has a coordinator who, by the way, is in real trouble. Even if they win this game and then they lose next weekend, he probably gets fired.
Good point.
He's in a lot of trouble. So Sirianni's more of a CEO. Shanahan's the CEO, but also the OC. And I look at, when it comes to like coaching, think about the Niners staff this year where you brought a new special teams coordinator, Brant Boyer. They were awesome. You brought in Gus Bradley to help Robert Saleh, who you brought in. The defense has been really good considering who they've been actually playing on the field. So we talk about coaches, head coaches, too much. Let's talk about the staff.
Yeah.
And that's where Sirianni, he's got Vic Fangio. And
wow, yeah, I think he's also got the best GM in the sport.
Right, and all these things. Yeah. I mean, if we look at all these things, we have to take it all into account, yeah, I believe.
I agree with you, yeah.